This week, Only a Game is all about motivation. The NBA Finals are underway, and the Cleveland Cavaliers and Golden State Warriors are driven by a mutual goal, claiming the NBA's ultimate prize, the Larry O'Brien Trophy. But even the pros might be able to draw some inspiration from a coach at a much lower level.
If you put your effort and concentration into playing to your potential, to be the best that you can be, I don't care what the scoreboard says at the end of the game, in my book, we're going to be winners. Okay?
That's how Gene Hackman rallied his Indiana high school basketball team in the film Hoosiers. In real life, coaches inspire their players in all sorts of ways. Shane Battier spent 13 seasons as an NBA player, but the motivational moment he'll always remember began with a very, very short phone call when he was in college. Only a Game's Doug Tribou explains.
In the summer of 1999, Shane Battier was holding down an internship at a public relations firm in Chicago while he got ready for his junior year at Duke University. The Blue Devils had just lost four stars to the NBA draft.
And all was left was three role players from the year before, me being one of them, and a bunch of freshmen.
The team needed a leader, and Duke coach Mike Krzyzewski thought Battier was ready. Krzyzewski started calling the 6'8" forward at the office.
And he would say, "Hey, Shane, are you ready to be an All-American next year?" And I sort of laugh and say, "Well, coach," and all of a sudden, click, he'd hang up on me.
Battier was a little confused.
Call back the same time next day and says, "Hey, Shane, are you ready to average 20 points and grab 10 rebounds a game?" And I say, "Well, coach," click, hang up on me again.
Fool Shane Battier once, shame on Coach K. Fool Shane Battier twice, shame on Shane Battier.
I finally wised up the third day. He said, "Hey, Shane," when he called back, "Hey, Shane, are you ready to lead us to a national championship?" And I said, "Yes, coach, I am." And I needed to believe in myself and, more importantly, visualize what I was capable of doing before I was going to be able to go down that journey.
Coach K's poor phone etiquette worked. That season, Battier was an All-American. Then, as a senior, he helped guide Duke to the 2001 national title. But when he made it to the NBA, he chased championship glory for a lot longer. He spent a decade playing for Memphis and Houston before landing with the Miami Heat and reaching the NBA Finals, which aired on ABC.
Allen kicks it out. Battier tries again. It's good. Sam Battier, 2-for-2 from downtown.
In his first year in Miami with LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, and Chris Bosh, the Heat won a championship. Then they won another one. But last year, at the age of 35, Battier's drive dried up.
Well, if it were just about playing games, I'd play forever.
Today, he's a broadcaster.
Games are the best part, but there's so much that goes into preparing for a game. I just didn't have the discipline anymore. The time spent in the offseason getting in shape, working on your skills, taking care of your body, the ice bags, the stretching, the yoga. It's a huge time suck with two kids, 6 and 3, and there are other things I want to accomplish in this world, not just basketball.
And this time, Shane Battier won't need a call from Coach K to figure out his next move. For Only a Game, I'm Doug Tribou. Who's calling the studio? Hello?
Doug, are you ready to work for the best public radio sports program in the nation?
Bill, is that you?
Yeah, it's me.
I already work for the best public radio sports program in the nation. Hello? Bill?